Welcome to Tony Steak Podcast.
Let's keep this crazy train rolling. Episode 50, entertainment and news, whatever we're calling this these days, is here. Episode 50. It's crazy. We've got, same as the sports pod, we have Andy and we have Biff.
Hey.
Andy, say something.
I was distracted. I was not even thinking. Okay, so we started the show?
I saw a very blank slate on your face.
Did the show start?
The show has begun. Okay. We are live. We're rolling into it.
Yeah, in case you missed the sports episode, it was riveting.
Yeah,
we talked about the
Andy learned me on some new college tactics.
Yeah, we talked about baseball, which people want to skip, but great discussion on college sports.
College sports matter, folks.
I disagree.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, all right, we're done with sports.
Chad, you're ruining our flow.
Oh, Biff.
We agreed that's what we're going to do now to start episodes.
You weren't there. You weren't at the meeting. Yeah. You were at the van store, probably. But since we've had our flow abruptly ended, shall we just dive in? You guys remember a couple years ago, that what color was that dumbass fucking dress? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, the blue or the white.
Yeah. So it is back, so to speak. What color do you guys think a tennis ball is?
It's green.
Andy?
It's obviously in between. It's a neon.
Neon?
I've had a fucking...
What do you mean in between? In between what?
Color is a spectrum.
Can you just maybe...
Use like paint and you gotta go and you find there's that big fucking grid.
Okay, well, without going to Home Depot...
Green and yellow, yeah, do they even exist?
I'll give you that. It's like greenish yellow, yeah.
So can you say like neon... green or neon yellow, so we can actually have a definitive answer from you?
There's no definition of that.
God, he's one of those.
Oh, you philosophizer, Andy?
Tennis balls are green.
Okay. Biff, you are with the vast majority, actually. So CGP Gray did a poll on Twitter last month. I don't know why it's just now being talked about. I saw this a few times today, so I was like, let's talk about it. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
52% of the people voting said the same thing as you, Biff. Green. 42% said yellow. 6% were undecided or put other.
What if you
I
took,
love that 6%.
What if you took your tennis ball to fucking Lowe's? What kind of paint color would you get?
Well, how about you just go to the source? For instance, Penn, who I think we could all agree produces a great amount of tennis balls. Their color they are calling them is optic yellow or fluorescent yellow. So they're yellow. That's what I always thought as their yellow. I did a little bit of digging. And there is a guy who, I don't have the title, but he's a goober. He says if you're more of an early morning person, you're more exposed to blue daylight, you're going to see a yellow. If you're more of a night owl, you're going to see more of a green.
Okay. I mean,
Are there even separate colors?
Well, it seems like they are, because a lot of...
Because there's like only six colors, but then there's a million colors.
Yeah, there's only six colors for guys. There's a million colors for girls.
Yeah, I gave you a pretty a straight up.
Talking about fucking science,
but it's not like green, like it's a green light, so you can go. But it's also not yellow, like it's a yellow light. You got to go faster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's when I think of a tennis ball, like straight up, like if I'm teaching my first, if I have a first grader, tennis balls are green. Fire trucks are red. It's like that.
I just wouldn't use
tennis
balls.
Actually, Biff, they're not red.
Fire trucks are red. Tennis balls
they're
are green.
Burgundy.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I violet, saw that. I was like, well, come on.
Violet, purple, indigo are all the same.
I think. No, but I think there's only ones. There's only a few colors that are actually the real names.
Oh, yeah.
That are real in science.
Yeah, whatever.
Like purple is not a real color because it's actually violet.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you get ultraviolet rays.
That's great.
Shit like that. There's science. We should all learn it.
Yeah, I watched Cosmos.
I like the name Violet.
I don't think
Violet
talks about colors, but...
Yeah, it does.
I like the name Violet way more than I like the
Oh, well, anyway,
name
so,
purple.
Sean, so are people, like, flipping out like they did over the dress?
Well, I'll just pull up a couple of tweets. What kind of monster thinks tennis balls are green?
Oh, God.
If you think tennis balls are yellow after they have been used, you are fucking crazy. Tennis balls are yellow. This is not up for debate. People are pretty passionate. You know, I had a realism the other day.
You know who
day.
Probably isn't? Is Canadians. They probably do not give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, so I think the internet is finally making its evil face more apparent. the internet was made to bring us all together.
Oh, did you read the news this week or something?
Yeah. It was supposed to be bringing the world together, but in fact, it's pulling the world apart. Yeah, all just... by a simple color of a ball that most people don't even use.
No.
I mean, think about it that way. Most people throw it at the beach for the dog.
It's probably, yeah, I was going to say
you
that.
You put
yeah,
it on the bottom just, of like a walker.
The people who the use majority the most can't even tell balls. What color it is because they can't tell color.
Yeah, the majority of tennis balls are probably used by people in their
yeah,
pets.
You hang it from a string in your garage so you don't hit the wall with your car.
Yeah.
But,
to be
yeah.
fair, I don't give a shit what color the tennis balls are.
I also thought the dress was blue. I also thought that was dumb as shit. Why did people care?
Well, that one was kind of crazy. Yeah, that was blue just cool. and white are far away from each other in the spectrum.
Yeah, it was just a cool trick your eyes play where it could be either one.
But, Biff, while you're talking about it, I don't think that two people, they see the same color. Like, my green is probably not the same
no,
as your green.
No, with that
green.
Dress thing, I saw it both ways at different times.
Well, yeah, I could do it that too. The way, like, the eyes other, focusing, yeah. whatever, I think. I don't know, but...
It's like that old woman or the young woman. Remember that picture?
Classic. Oh, is that upside down? If you
yeah,
turn
it's the
it?
One where it's like, it's either an old woman looking away or not looking away. A young woman
sounds like it's going
to
be an ugly woman one way or
that.
The other.
Yeah.
Right? Is she looking at me and is she young
this
or
is
she looking
thing.
Away from
this
me
is,
and is she old as shit?
This is famous.
That's funny.
Very was cool. that a Picasso painting?
No, it was like a kid's coloring book in 1912 or something. I don't know.
Highlights?
I don't know. I don't know the origins of it. It's good. It's a good question.
Too focused on the science.
We'll get it to you next week.
Colors. But yeah, I thought that was weird. You know what else was pretty weird that I saw today? So a couple years ago, it popped up, and I don't know if you remember this, Andy. I certainly did not because I don't really give a shit. But it is pretty dumb. So have you seen Ben Affleck's tattoo? On his back?
No.
So he says he's got many tattoos, most of which it's easy to conceal. He doesn't, you know, he
has a lot?
He says he has many is what he said in an interview. Look on the screen. I don't know if you guys can see it. See this huge dragon tattoo Ooh. On his back? So a couple years ago, people saw this and they said, no, this is fake. This is for a movie.
No way.
Well, it's still there a couple years later. And now the world thinks this is real. I hope to God it's fake because what the fuck? But you know what? Maybe this is going to be the new wet dream for ladies. He's a heartthrob still, isn't he, for girls?
I think he's really more into like beating girls or something now, right?
No.
Didn't he get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Did he?
No, I don't know.
Something. I don't know.
I just think he was buds with Harvey, and that's what got him in hot water, him and Matt.
Well, I mean, he obviously banged a maid, right?
Yeah, Sean, I think
we're all maids in some way, Andy.
I think it might be real.
No,
dude.
He did. That's why the Jennifer Garner left him, because he was...
What an idiot.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, what normal person gets this dumbass tattoo on their back?
Turtle.
You think Turtle would get...
Dude, or it would be pretty funny if he was just trolling people.
That's what I'm hoping, is this one big ruse.
So, like, wait, so you're telling me a few years ago, people thought that he had this crazy tattoo.
I guess so,
but
yeah.
But did it ever come up in a movie?
No. But, I mean, that's so easy to say, you know, the scene got cut or you know,
CGI.
They went another direction.
If I were Ben Affleck, I would totally do this.
Why?
Just to troll people.
Oh, okay.
I would totally fake a horrible tattoo.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty funny. I don't know. I'm not looking into it that much because then someone is winning and it's not me because I'm not spending my time looking into his, you know, tattoo gate. Is it real?
Oh, just wait for the TMZ report, right?
Yeah, fuck. TMZ, I goddamn hate it.
BuzzFeed, investigative journalists.
They are the annoying girl in high school that spreads all the fucking rumors about the cool kids. That we follow them on Twitter. It's so fucking annoying scrolling through that feed. This girl went to the mall and she pushed the elevator button and walked away. It's like, what an asshole. Who fucking cares?
When did Andy Dick start working for them?
Dumbasses? Get a fucking life. I don't know. You had to talk about TMZ, Andy. But yeah, I don't know what to believe. What are you doing, Biff?
I'm listening.
Are you taking a call?
No, I'm listening to something.
It's going to get caught in the mic.
Listen to us.
I am. I was looking up the Ben Affleck tattoo, and there's a lot of shit about it. I just think more and more.
I hope to God it's a troll thing, and then that'd be pretty great.
Well, because people are talking shit. What I was listening to is...
Good. It's a hideous tattoo.
Rose McGowan made a video where she was, again, talking shit on Harvey Weinstein and was, I guess... given Ben Affleck shit for his back tattoo.
Deservedly so. yeah. Maybe he's a huge Thrones fan. I don't know. He hasn't had the time or the money to pay for Khaleesi to get drawn in the top riding the thing.
Really, who cares? I mean, so what? Ben Affleck has a tattoo. Yeah,
do what you want, Ben Affleck.
So what?
You do what you want to do with your life.
He's Bruce Wayne.
Just, yeah, be Batman.
Isn't he the shitty one? And isn't he stopping being Batman?
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
I think he's going to do one more movie.
He's doing the Daniel Craig. I'm not doing it. I'll do it. He's doing that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But yeah, that was like, what the okay, that's what he does now. Two stupid things came up today that I saw. I don't know. That was most of what I had. Just tennis balls and tattoos. Anything you wanted to get into off-road, Andy?
Just want to go to the box office numbers?
We can get right into the box office numbers. I have some pretty disgusting numbers. So I remember last week we said Tomb Raider was probably going to bump Black Panther. It was very close, but no cigar. $26.7 million for Black Panther, which puts it at $605 million on week five.
And just in America, right?
That's the gross profit in U.S., yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting. Tomb Raider was close, though, 23.6. I can only imagine 17, Wrinkle in Time, 16. Love, Simon, which I pulled the Rotten Tomatoes, is very highly rated. I don't know if it was the rating out last week because I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
92%. But
did Tomb Raider have a good score?
50. Not good, not bad, okay. I guess, for that kind of movie. And it goes down from there.
They should go back to the number three movie.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. You know what that is?
I can't remember talking about it, at least.
So, yeah, I saw to pull this. Because we didn't talk about this last week.
We didn't. Okay.
I was like, what the fuck is this movie? It is. So whenever
Dennis
you see
Quaid?
Whenever you see a movie that made like decent money and you're like, what the fuck is this movie? It's a Christian movie. This is a movie about a Christian band who that's their biggest hit. They
really?
So it's like, you know.
Is it like a band movie, like Almost Famous, where they go on the road and tour? And
yeah, but about a fucking Christian band.
They have to deal with temptations.
Oh, yeah,
stuff
of course.
Like
I mean, Quaid like has a done snake a tried to get them to eat an apple or something, and they rejected it.
Dennis Quaid's done a couple of these now, hasn't he?
Why not?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I thought I remember him doing another Christian movie of sorts.
It's just so embarrassing. I'm sure it's a shit movie. I'm sure it's horrible.
I mean, it's not
audience
uncommon.
Score is 96.
Audience score. Audience scored. It's a bunch of dumb fucking Christians busted in from the church.
That's 4% though that didn't like it. Yeah,
they're excommunicated.
Audience score.
There were a couple of moles from like the Mormon church. Like, fuck this movie. Okay. No. Yeah. I didn't remember that at all. I definitely don't know anything about it. Reading it.
It's just sad that like people will actually see that they're so like.
What's the movie called again?
They love their religion.
I can only imagine
that they'll go put themselves and watch.
Yeah,
it
based on
movie.
A band known as Mercy Me.
Well, it's funny because that song I know that song. That's a Christian song. And when you said I can only imagine, I'm like, oh, I know that. It's a Christian song.
Would you watch a movie about that band and their struggles?
No, dude. I've
only
been out of the
Mark
movie
Wahlberg
game
was
for
in it.
A while. I haven't seen a movie in a long time. I kept on hearing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, no. Well, all right. Speaking of get the fuck. Okay, so when Get Out came out,
you were just watching Chef at your house.
People flipped out. No, I don't go to movies, but people flipped out over Get Out and Get Out, Wonder Woman, and Black Panther.
So do not talk shit on Wonder Woman. Oh my God.
No, I saw Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was great.
Okay, good. I thought you were going a direction where you're going to talk shit on it.
No. I like Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot
can do no wrong.
I liked Wonder Woman because it was like Captain America, like the back in the day. It's not
historical.
It's not a modern superhero movie. It was
never
old,
saw Captain America. I didn't need it.
Wow, that's my favorite superhero.
Ah, anyway. Batman.
What a patriot!
I know.
Totally.
That's what we all know Chad for.
Yeah, my patriotism.
He bleeds red, but also some white and blue.
But okay, so I didn't watch Get Out or Black Panther. Did you guys?
Nope.
I have seen Get Out.
Okay. I'm very surprised you haven't seen Black Panther.
I think I might see it this weekend. I definitely have to see it before The Avengers comes out.
So, I can't really comment on Black Panther, but I just hear from a bunch of people that it is just the best superhero movie ever made. Sucks that you guys haven't seen it, so.
Carter really liked it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to check it out. I mean, I just... I heard that people in my office were talking about
Bowser
Black Panther.
Bowser hates it.
Yeah, I heard it gets a little political. And I think
every movie gets political now.
I think it's I heard it gets a little bit political, and that's kind of I think, is kind of what's driving
the message is like, black people are not terrible. And like, oh,
well, no shit. Well, I'm just saying, like,
that's political there.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. But yeah, I was kind of curious if that had anything to do with why it's so successful or popular.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I don't know. I'm personally myself, I'm not that big on any of those. I like six different comic books stuff. I like Batman, Iron Man, Spider-Man, fucking Wonder Woman now.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, I don't know. That's probably it. I liked the Captain America, the Civil War.
Too much stuff. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
I loved it. Black Panther was in that. It was badass. I thought it was really cool. Yeah. He's like avenging his dad, and like it was sick as hell.
I saw any of them. How many of them are there? Avengers, how many movies are those? There's like three?
There's a ton.
That fucking dog. He's such an asshole.
Why do you have the door closed?
Oh, we had a hiccup. I think there was a minor earthquake in Villa Park. But we're back. We're back. Biff has apologized to everyone. And Andy.
Yeah.
You were talking.
I don't know if I was. You're still Black Panther?
Avengers. It's too many cooks in the kitchen, and I don't need to see a new superhero movie every
Everyone else will see it for you.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too. I did watch, you did bring up Chef. I was watching that at my house. If you have Amazon Prime, I thought that was a pretty cool movie.
I watched, I don't know, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of it.
The cast in that movie, how does he afford it all? I mean, that was a ton of people in that movie.
He did it for like free.
First off, John Favreau, I mean, only in the movies. Yeah, his ex-wife is Sofia Vergara, and then he's dating Scarlett Johansson. After he dates Scarlett, he breaks up and gets back together with Sofia Vergara. I'm thinking like,
he's living a dream, chef. Makes food in a truck.
Yeah, seriously. Good for him, man.
I mean, she's not Sofia Vergara.
That was the most fictional thing about the movie.
Yeah, what does she do in the movie? What's her job? Did they tell
She married him. He was very in the movie, he was a very popular, successful chef. So married him, got divorced, and then she had a new boyfriend, I think.
Bobby Flay?
I don't know. He was a pretty successful guy, too. I don't think she really worked. I think she was, you know,
her job is hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your profession? Good looking.
Which is an actual profession.
Says it on like her LinkedIn page. I'm just attractive.
What's your profession?
I've got a K refer next to my followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Look at my profile picture. There you go.
That's enough. Okay. Should we get into what's coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, are you going to see Pacific Rim?
Yes, I am.
I'm sure I'll watch it eventually.
Dude, the first one was awesome.
It was.
I thought it was going to be something totally lame. Like, Godzilla was lame.
See, I thought that, and so I never saw it.
I watched it. I don't know how I did. I got dragged to it. And I was thinking, this is a cool, killer-ass movie. I was in the middle of watching Sons of Anarchy, too, and you know, that's basically, that was a lot of the cast was in that. And yeah, I thought it was a killer movie. Idris Elba was in the first one.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman, Charlie Hunnam.
I may have watched like 20 minutes of it,
Charlie Day,
somewhere, but it was, I don't remember it at all.
It was a pretty cool movie,
but
I'm into it for that.
So it's at 65%, which I think is great for a movie like this. I think, you know.
Yeah, but I usually like movies that get poor ratings. I usually really like them.
I think America. I like will terrible agree movies. With that. Then you got Sherlock Gnomes, some sort of dumb. What? Comedy.
Yeah, it's cartoon. A gnome cartoon movie.
Yeah, no score yet for that.
I think it's a gnome cartoon. Like
they already made a gnome cartoon movie.
Oh, there's already a few of them. There's already a category for
Yeah,
gnome
so
cartoons.
It's like it's a series of gnome.
How many kids
cartoons?
Know what garden gnomes even are? Who
there's
cares?
That Travelocity.
Yeah, Travelocity commercials are everywhere.
It's like making a movie about lawn flamingos.
And
they made a fucking Smurfs movie
garden.
For kids.
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a shit?
Smurfs are from the 80s.
Yeah, you make movies about anything, people will watch it. Next, you got Soderbergh's Unsane. Finally here. We've been talking about this for months. 79%.
I've never heard of that.
He shot it entirely on an iPhone.
You could tell. I saw the
trailer. Oh, you absolutely can tell. But it goes with the, you know, she's insane.
He shot it on an iPhone?
Yeah. His whole thing is, well, first off, it's great for press for him. But the whole thing is you don't need to have $100,000 worth of camera equipment to make a movie. Anyone can do it. My phone, for instance, shoots in 4K. I wouldn't
you guys,
shoot
he,
a feature film on
he was
it.
Holding his phone up and showing it to us.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
79%, very respectable.
So wait, what's this movie about?
This girl claims that her ex-boyfriend is harassing her and stalking her, and then she gets locked in a mental institution, and then she starts seeing her stalker ex-boyfriend, who are people that are, you know, nurses or people looking after her, and she's convinced that he's inside the place. And
that's crazy.
It turns out she's the crazy one, but I'm sure there's some sort of kick, at least I hope.
Dude, that's a cool – so you have a cool plot, you have a cool story, and just icing on the cake, you shot a knife. And I wonder how much better it would be if you shot on a good camera.
Well, I think for this particular story, it works because you kind of want that, like
– oh, that shitty quality.
Eerie feel to it, you know? I don't think that would work if they did it for, let's say, Wonder Woman. but, yeah, I'll watch that on FX.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds freaky, like Shutter Island type deal.
Which I hated that movie.
Why? Whoa. Okay.
What's wrong with it?
Move on. I don't remember it. I saw it when it came out, but I remember I hated it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Midnight Sun and I wonder if fuck, I'm blanking on his name. Dennis Quaid's in, maybe in this one too. Paul, Apostle of Christ.
Oh, I'm sure.
No score for either of those. Midnight Sun or Paul.
I heard they're making a God's Not Dead 3.
You know, I saw that.
That's crazy.
That comes out next month. Or next week, I mean. No score. You know what
else
comes out?
They're all coming out. You know what it's for fucking Easter. Because they're like,
yeah.
Well, Jesus is back from the dead, so why don't you come to the movies? Fucking.
You know what else comes out next weekend?
Easter the movie? What?
Well, first off, Ready Player One, which Carter's already in line for. That's why he's not here today.
Yeah.
But it's at 78%, which I think it had a score last week too, right? Because of...
South by Southwest.
Yeah. But Tyler Perry's Acrimony.
What the hell is that?
It's going to be a dumb fucking movie that has Chris Rock and Tyler Perry 8 times. And a million people are going to go see it. Let's see.
His movies do super well.
Oh, Chris Rock is not, at least on the first 6 people in the cast.
What, is he in it? What are you
Chris Rock isn't he in every one of his Tyler Perry movies?
No, you're being disrespectful to one of the comedy legends.
He's in at least 2. I know that much.
What was that good movie where
Tyler Perry movie?
No, it was a good one.
He was in Gone Girl.
Yeah, he was in Gone Girl. It was a good movie.
No, he was a but he was the main character in this movie. He was like an ex FBI agent or something like that.
This must have been a dream.
And, oh, I
remember
that.
His wife got taken out.
I never saw it, but I remember seeing
Matthew Fox. He's a hitman, and he had to avenge it. It was really dark. Really dark.
Yeah, I never heard of that in my life.
I know what you're talking about.
And the movie was just his name. It was like John Wick. Like, it was just the first...
Joe's... You're summoning Joe.
Yeah, Joe is... Wasn't like through that door. Was this Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
No, it's not always about race.
Was this Madea?
Not a fucking Madea movie about Madea's
Those
life.
Those are what he's known for.
I confirm this movie exists.
How long ago?
I want to say 2011 or something. 2012, maybe.
Finding it for you.
It's
Alex Cross. That's what it's called. Alex Cross Alex came out Cross. In 2012.
See, there you go, 2012.
Yeah, that was a good movie. It's like a John Wick style movie. That was cool.
Oh, he did not direct that. Okay, I was on a director list.
He was the actor in
it. He was the main character.
Well, he directs everything that he acts
directed
in.
Directed a thriller movie? Like an action thriller?
I don't know.
He think he's competent enough to do that?
Oh, you're calling him out. but yeah, this movie is going to gross $100 million. Not week one. But it's going to pull in a shit ton of money because the brothers support. It'll be god awful, but that's not for me. Nothing. Yeah, it's kind of a dead end period. What else is coming out?
We're waiting for Avengers
3. When does that come out? Is that July
April
or June?
26th or something? April. It's a month and some change.
Mm. Yeah. Andy, you had a subject you wanted to get into or no?
Yeah, I mean, how are we looking on time right now?
All right.
Do a good 10 minutes on this?
Yeah. Sure.
So it's nice to have... I've known this guy for a long time, Chad, here. It's nice to have someone who I know, I can confirm, was alive and active in the 90s, because I knew him in the 90s.
Of course.
Usually we got Tony on here. I don't know if he was just in a... He could have been
we had
in a fucking
Mrs.
chamber.
Mrs. Larson together.
Yeah, we were in a...
she hated your ass.
Oh.
Class. Yeah, Andy and I went to... Andy's a year above me, but we went to elementary school together.
I had a second grade class that also had first graders in it.
That was me.
I don't know why they did that. It was a weird thing, but...
Well, Biff dressed very well for his age. He was wearing a nice big leather jacket.
Yeah.
They thought
you're clearly a second grader.
All right, so what do you have for me, Andy?
Well, just the problem, whenever we talk about some of these like 90s references, Tony's lost.
Tony, yeah, but
he knows The Simpsons because he's watched it now since he's been an adult.
Tony's very, I feel like, if you guys know Tony, he's very particular.
Well, they should, because he's the regular guy
of
the
show. Yeah, he's been on like 45 of these pods.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he's a very particular, he's very particular what he's into, what he likes, and he's a man of routine, I would say.
Yeah.
He goes to the bar, wears the same drink, sits in the same place, talks to the same people, gets his scratchers. I mean, he's very routine kind of life. So to me, I'm not very, like, what reference did he not understand?
I think just all of the old 90s shows he just didn't.
Did you? What
didn't
you
watch?
Up? What'd you bring up?
Just like the whole like TGIF lineup. Remember these ones?
You got your Boy Meets World.
Oh, see, I didn't watch
all
Disney
good shit.
That was
oh
Disney
my
Channel,
god!
Right? Yeah, no, no. When I was a little kid, I watched Nick. I didn't watch Disney.
You know? Couldn't cross over.
I just didn't.
You were loyal.
It wasn't entertaining to me for some reason. I wasn't into it.
Wow. Okay.
Looks like you didn't know him too well, Andy.
Let's back out.
No, dude. I was particular in what I liked, so yeah. Yeah, Boy Meets World was totally boring to me. I was not into that show.
Whole House.
Yeah, I was Home Improvement, Family Matters.
Something crazy. The hell was that guy's name? Stephen Michael Lawrence or something like that?
The hell
Beans
is that?
From... Do you guys know Beans from Even Stevens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
say that. What, you think we know his actual name?
Well, I wanted to. I wanted you to be a little more impressed. But yeah... my friends were out in L.A. and they ran into him, and they were hanging out. And he gave them their he gave them his phone number, and they like texted. They were gonna these guys are they film stuff. They do like sketches and things like that. So they're gonna do some work with him. I thought it was kind of funny. He's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, I was
40.
Just,
there's
so
no hair left.
Is he kind of like
he's a weird looking dude, but
Andy Milonakis, where he never really grew up.
Yeah, what is that?
He has a disease, I think.
What, you just look like a kid?
Andy?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You don't know that? Yeah. I haven't
looked into it yet.
Andy Milonakis does know that. Look like...
He, looks he like sounds a like kid a kid, too. I'm pretty sure it's
man.
A thing. That's
well, that
why
guy's not around anymore, so who gives a shit?
Who?
That guy.
Andy Milonakis?
Yeah.
No, he's still around. He's on Munchies all the time.
What the hell is that?
It's a sub-channel of Vice.
Did you say mac and cheese?
Munchies.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Vice News has this cool little... sub-channel where it talks only about food, and I think he has a like a little show on it. Yeah,
I like food too. Time. Yeah,
there you go.
He raps and stuff. You know, Andy.
Yeah, he did a rap video with Dirt Nasty. I saw the other weekend.
Yeah, he was in a group with him and Riff Raff.
Yeah,
Three Loko
in a farm or something.
It's actually really, it's pretty good.
I wouldn't go that far.
Pretty sure it's on Apple Music and Spotify. You should check it out.
Okay, we could be on Apple Music.
Three Loko.
We're gonna be on iTunes here soon.
Nice.
We're making that switch pretty quick.
I'm into that.
Very we cool. all are. We'll be good. Did you have more things on that, Andy, you wanted to get into? You just wanted to talk 90s?
Well, I just wanted to talk to another person who I think shared some of the same experiences, but I don't know anymore.
Well, can I get into a show that I watched that's not from the 90s, but it's about the 90s?
Yeah, what do you got?
Because this... is really hitting a nerve because I just finished it today, actually. But Everything Sucks. It's new on Netflix. Carter, I think, initially brought it up. Andy, did you watch any of that or Biff?
Tony actually watched the whole thing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Everything Sucks.
No, I never watched that.
So, I mean, yeah, no one
the
ever
thumbnail
hears
of... so stupid.
I don't know what the thumbnail
is. You judge a show off its thumbnail?
Yeah, I do. I buy beer based on how cool the label is.
Oh my.
And that it's not an IPA.
Well, now but you've offended Andy in every sense of the way you can.
Throw this mic.
But I saw the thumbnail for it. It was just like a drawing or something. And is it, oh, no, wait, Everything Sucks, or am I thinking of The End of the Fucking World?
The End of the Fucking World is what you're thinking of.
That's what, yeah, I didn't
and
watch that.
And that's actually a really good show. The soundtrack on that is fucking nominal.
All right, you're gonna, all right, well, please explain both of the shows to me.
Well, first I'll go into Everything Sucks because it's a part of the topic Andy brought up.
Okay.
It's about... 90s high school experience. So it follows a few kids that are from Boring, Oregon, which is a place, in 1996. And I mean, none of us were in high school in the 90s, but all of us were in school in the 90s. We were all, you know, yeah, up to about 10 years old. It just brings you back to,
okay,
you know, Pogs are on a kid's desk in one of the scenes. And
dude,
Andy brought up a Surge drink. On
Surge
a, the
is
last
huge.
Pod,
which everyone loves.
I did
Surge.
Not remember it, but I recognized that can pretty damn well. I never had one, but I remember
everyone,
you know, friends having them.
Out
I think
Surge.
I still have them. Like, you could buy them on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
Well, like I remember, like at the elementary school carnivals, you'd have to you get to you win a 2 liter of soda. And people would say, "Oh, I want Surge." They just walk around the carnival feeling like a king because they're walking around with a 2 liter Surge.
But
remember basketball pencils?
No.
You mean the eraser? That was a basketball.
Oh, that was
a
No. It was an actual pencil, and it was like wrapped. A hoop on it? No, it was wrapped in like whatever team NBA team you were into at the time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And everyone flipped over that.
Obviously, Andy and I both had Laker once.
Well, Sacramento Kings.
Oh, you asshole!
Sacramento Kings had an amazing logo back in the
things 90s. That would never fly today. Like I'm glad we grew up when we grew up because now it's like if it's not on your phone, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like I thought it was so cool. I had this huge collection of Pogs and of Slammers too, and
see. Andy, this is what Andy wanted to talk about. You just needed I needed to jump start it with you.
We'd go to I'd go to Del Taco locally and they gave out Mighty Ducks tattoos. Like of Wild Wings thing,
big time.
Cartoon they had of the Mighty Ducks too.
I couldn't give a shit about the team or any about hockey, but I was thinking like, "Oh, no, this is really cool. I want to put tattoos all over me that were like of the Mighty Ducks and eat crinkle cut fries that were amazing."
Yeah, but, you go wait in line to buy the first Oasis album. It's like,
do you remember Sam Goody?
I was hooked.
At the warehouse?
Yeah. I was hooked instantaneously. I think like episode 2 or something, they play Don't Look Back in Anger, which is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world.
Episode 2
Everything Sucks.
We're back on your show. Oh, okay,
We've never left it, really, because they're stuck in 1996.
Yeah, I like Oasis. Yeah, Don't Look Back in Anger.
But yeah, the soundtrack, I've already found it on Spotify, together, Golden. And it is some good shit on there.
Well, it's like when Stranger Things, the second season came out, that soundtrack was pretty killer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, Stranger Things made a name for themselves on the first season. Now that the next one came out, people are like, oh, please put my music on the next season. Like, the soundtrack was light night and day better than the first season. But, the point of the show, what you're talking about is issues that kids had in the 90s.
Yeah, it just brings you back to, you know, people were happy because they didn't know about all the bullshit in the world.
Because they didn't have...
They just had
phones or internet.
Remember Kosovo? That happened in the 90s. That was a big deal.
No one knew
what it was, but
you know,
was
I didn't give a shit. I just remember hearing Kosovo.
Yeah, I mean, there was stuff going on there.
Yeah, something happened. Yeah. I don't know. But no one was on the ground to tweet it.
I think Bill Clinton went there once.
I'm sure he did. He's a president. He probably did. But it's very funny seeing the differences. It would be funny to get a kid who's in high school now to get their feedback on them watching it. Just be like, what the hell? Like they go and pull up dial up and they're loading a picture and it's like, you know, give it a second. It's almost there. It's like,
yeah, before Google and you had a keyword.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Dude, I remember being a little kid and my mom would come. My family was very late to the game as when it came to buying computers and being caught up and having the internet. And I remember
you just got your first one, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
you're getting a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. I remember thinking, God, I can go. These guys have Windows 98. That's the best operating system.
You know, you
system.
Made it when you had Windows 98.
Because I wanted Roller Coaster Tycoon. And I was
that was not compatible with Windows 95?
Dude, no. I still have it too. We had the first Mac. It was like we had the old school Macintosh computer that was like in the Steve Jobs movie. Like before they fired Steve Jobs and brought
the
it
first
back.
Mac,
we had the
very
before
Mac.
The Lisa.
Yeah.
So we had the Macintosh computer and that was basically just binary code. I mean, you couldn't do anything on it, but yeah, I remember when the internet came out, I couldn't fully grasp what the internet was. I mean, to me, it was more than just the connection of computers. It was it was like a physical place you could go to. I didn't know anything about hosting or anything like that, but
one did.
Or streaming.
Didn't exist.
It was AOL was just feeding you information.
But I do remember my mom would come home with her work computer, and she'd say, all right, I'll let you go on the internet. And I would be like, oh, my God, I have everything at my fingertips. I could just type www. Boops. I didn't know how search engines went. And I'd see like what would pop up. So I remember, you know, like looking up like a whole bunch of
oh boy.
No, it wasn't like bad. I was just like I don't need, like I would be overwhelmed. I'm thinking, like, it's kind of like how a kid probably feels on Netflix. Like,
leather jackets.
What do I want to watch? But yeah, but I do remember the sounds that dial-up would make.
Oh,
and me thinking,
God.
Like, wait, I have to unplug the phone and then put it into the computer to get
see.
To, there's got to be a better way to
go
about this.
We were big time. My dad had a home office, so we had a separate line.
Yeah.
And it had like the deal, so I just had to hit a button and it would switch over.
But still, even hitting that button nowadays, like, come on.
Oh yeah, come on, yeah.
I mean, I've been thinking, and I'm glad that they cleared that up really quick, but I was thinking at the time, like, I have to plug in to get the internet. This should be wireless. And
oh, please.
Wow, we should have got a patent or something.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I was the only one who thought that. Yeah. But, yeah, and the sounds that dial-up would make, just thinking, what the fuck?
You know what the show also reminded me of?
The house is crumbling down right now. What is this?
Do you ever remember getting a call, answering it, like, downstairs in the kitchen, and be like, hold on, let me go upstairs
to the other phone?
You grab the other cord phone, and you like, hey, can you put the phone on the hook when I get to the other one?
Yeah.
They do that in this show. It's like, oh my God. I had older sisters.
But then you have to worry about them listening on your fucking phone.
Oh, yeah.
Call.
Like, are you on the phone?
Someone on the phone. Like, I remember I'd be talking to other people on the phone, and then the person I'd be talking to just out of nowhere would be like, get off the phone. Yeah. I'm thinking, who are you talking to? My sister likes to listen to us while we're on the phone. Like, who can't, like, that's so weird. People listen to other people's phone calls.
Hey, the government does it all the time, Andy. Right? But 90s. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, we didn't have.
Remember
a
how like those phone calls with the calls. Pretty impressive. What are those? Those cords that the curly cords or whatever.
Oh yeah, and the girls would.
But you could just walk, and then if there was ever a kink in it, your parents would flip. But you could just walk all over the house with it connected to the wall.
We had to have a log one.
Oh, my house had a huge one. Mm. My mom would have that, and she'd like hold it on, like with her shoulder, which looked like I was too little to do it, but it looked super uncomfortable for your neck. Like,
well, yeah, it looks like you're in an accident or something.
Yeah, it looks like your neck's gonna be sore.
They have
after
those
doing
secretary
that.
Phones that have like an extra piece that
yeah.
goes right in your shoulder.
Add on,
and then she'd be like chopping up tomatoes or something, and she'd just be on the phone. And I'm thinking that just looks incredibly uncomfortable. When speakerphone came out, it was like that'd have been a huge turning point.
But you're able to talk to people in, you know, South Orange County at the time.
I could just tell Siri to tell somebody, hey, I'm coming over for a podcast tonight.
Can I make a call? It's not long distance.
Oh, fuck. Remember that shit?
No, because I mean, who did I call that was long distance?
I had family that
I was 8 years
in.
Old. I knew three people.
Well, I grew up in Orange County, and I remember I had family that lived in San Luis Obispo.
I didn't. Yeah, well, I had family in Montana and Denver and shit, but I was never the one making the calls. It would,
my parents.
Hey, we're on the phone with your grandma. Get in here.
Yeah, exactly.
I never had the authority to make a long distance
call. Did you
guys
ever sing happy birthday to the answering machine? As
a kid, me still do it.
Well, I always thought, well, what if they pick up the phone? And they never did. How do we know? Is there a special way our parents could dial so it would only go to the answering machine?
Maybe they just knew they were out to dinner or something. I don't know.
I was just thinking, like,
oh. I don't know this.
So we don't, get in here, we're on the phone. Yeah, we make it quick. I'd be thinking, I don't care how long I'm on the phone for. Or the bills don't
one time
me.
In high school, which is, it was going into high school, I think. So, okay, like, so right on the cusp of, like, real, like, phones and shit. I was on the phone with a girl for like 6 hours in the middle of the night, and it was one of those things like we're flirting with each other, this and
yeah,
that.
Of course.
And then I realized, like, shit.
Do I know her?
6 hours? How is the phone bill going to be like $150? Yeah. Are they going to see this?
But you don't care.
Am I fucked?
I remember when I first got my phone.
Nothing ever happened.
Two Lord of the Rings movies together or something?
I think I don't.
What could
remember.
You talk about for 6 hours when you're fucking 12
no,
years old?
No, dude. I think everyone goes through that stage where you talk to the
I guess
opposite
not
sex. You talk to the opposite sex or whoever, and you're just on
what's
the phone
that like?
For
I don't know.
Hours on end. I had that totally. I'd be like, right when I got my cell phone. And I knew that nobody could listen on the other phone. I never really wanted to have long phone calls with people, but it's kind of like what we're doing now. Like, I would just – we would just go subject after subject after subject, just talking all night and be like, oh, fuck, it's 4 in the morning or the sun's coming up.
Got to go to dinner.
Well, I remember – I'd be like a little kid and
you
I remember –
you should pull the yawn move like 45 minutes into any phone conversation.
Well, remember when you were a
loser. Getting late.
Remember, you were a dork if you didn't have a cell phone. Like, we asked our – we
I
begged
just got
our
one.
Parents – we begged our parents for cell phones. Like, what the fuck would we do with a cell phone that, like, back then?
We wanted to play Snake.
Exactly. I'm thinking, like, I want a phone. But I'm like, what are you going to do with it? Who am I going to call? Now it's like parents have to get their kids' phones because I need to get in touch with you and I need to know where you are at all times.
Well, so they need to Uber home after school. So
yeah, exactly.
Have to get picked up.
You have to Uber.
So I was like, I need my, I wanted a phone. And when I finally got one, my mom would threaten me with, like, okay, you only get this amount of text messages these amount of minutes. And I'm thinking, who the fuck? I'm not going to keep track of that. I'm gonna.
You didn't have a spreadsheet open at all times.
I remember how each text when we first got it, it was like an email. You'd have to open it up. It's not like it is now. Like, can you imagine doing that today?
I remember tracking my stats and like, shit. No, I can't send any more texts until I think it was like free after 7 p.m. or something.
Oh yeah, for Verizon. And it was only Verizon to Verizon. It was at first it was 9.
Yeah.
And then they dropped it to 7. I totally remember that. Yeah. My dad would be like, you can call people on Verizon. I'm like, how do I fucking know what carrier you're on?
I think I had T-Mobile or I had Sprint. I never had Verizon.
Yeah, I had Verizon. It was, thank God.
One of the good ones. That. And then I remember telling one girl, like, I was like, I don't text. Like, I don't have a plan. And then I got a plan. I sent her a text like, hey, what's up? And she's like,
who's this?
I thought you don't text. Well, we had numbers.
I just threw AIM.
We would call each other. But she's like, I thought I couldn't text you. He's like, no, I just got a plan. She's like, really?
Texting was shitty back then. Remember, you had to hit that.
Well, you had to spell it out. You only had 1 through 9.
I need to get C.
I didn't text back then. I had a Sidekick, and that's when I got into it.
Oh, yeah.
See, I never texted when it was.
I had that straight.
You'd hit 1 per time.
Remember, even
to
like,
get to
like
C,
you were texting on the fucking razors.
QWERTY keyboard or whatever?
You had 1 through 9, and then, *#, and that was your phone.
Yeah.
And so writing out a word, and then they tried to like make it better with like auto type, like it knew the words that you're gonna. No, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Texting took forever, so we're probably really good at texting because we figured it out the hard
way. Pioneers.
Yeah. Like where we could text under like without even looking at our phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name? Matt Damon did it in The Departed. Remember, he had his phone in his pocket, and that was an old school phone.
Well, I also what am I talking about? I like the Fuck! I totally lost my train of thought.
That goddamn car alarm went off.
Yeah,
but old man Andy.
No, texting back then was a pain, and then you had to like open up each text like an individual email, and then that they could track it. And my parents would always say, "I can get a report and see everything that you're saying to each other." Were you ever told that?
I think you still can now.
Yeah, I think you can, and yeah, I'm pretty sure my parents told me that. But I think I only went over my limit like once or twice.
I don't know.
And I think at that point I was paying my own cell phone bill.
Luckily for me, I was on a shared family plan. And I, like, if I ever went over, I could be like, oh, how do you know it was me and not, you know, anyone
else?
Yeah,
you can always just pawn it off. That was a little sister.
Yeah, Mom, I'm never on the phone.
Come on.
I always thought texting was kind of weak.
Please, I'm reading.
Yeah,
that's
I always thought
I'm doing
it was
on my phone.
When texting got really popular, guys would be like, you know, it was always hard going up to a girl and saying, hey, let me have your number. I want your number so I can text you. No, I want your number so I can call you to schedule us to hang out in person.
You can call her assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in my secretary.
Now it's weird when you call someone on the phone. They're like, why are you calling me? Why are you? Are you hurt?
It's the emergency.
Yeah. Now somebody calls me. What the fuck are you calling me for? I'm not answering. I don't want to talk. You see that meme?
I'll respond when I have a minute.
You see that? We're such millennials now. Did you see that meme of the girl who's like getting her it looks like she was at a day spa. She was holding up her phone with her eyes closed like she was rolling her eyes, looking up, and the meme just said, waiting for your phone to stop ringing so you can use it. You don't want to hit decline because then they know you declined.
Yeah,
them.
That is the worst. Well, should we wrap up with what we're watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, mine's pretty easy. We were just talking about Everything Sucks, and I love how it brought up a 90s talk for the...
So Everything Sucks and The End of the Fucking World. Don't
great shows.
Don't discount them.
So Everything Sucks is at 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score has it at 88.
Audiences are stupid. We went through this before.
Well, I think the reason being is it's people like myself who, oh, yeah, like I fucking forgot about that, or that, oh, yeah, that was so cool. So they're going to love it for that reason. But
I can't rest my leg on your...
Oh, are you guys doing footsies down there?
I want to know. I'm crossing my legs and resting my foot on his knee. He's getting all offended. You need to be progressive.
This is my personal space.
Oh, boy. And then, yeah, I finished up End of the Fucking World, which, holy shit, I think it was... Obviously, it was probably around there. It's at 98% on the critic score for End of the Fucking World. It's really
I think there's
good.
A sexiness when it comes to Netflix original shows. I've never seen a Netflix original show that I didn't love.
No,
well,
I've
haven't
seen
watched them all.
So. Plenty, yeah. Most Netflix stuff is pure shit.
There's a Wikipedia page of all Netflix originals, and there's like 9,000.
Yeah. So the thing about End of the Fucking World...
9,000.
I don't know if it was a partnership or what, but it's like a BBC show.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Like Sherlock was a killer show. It's a different dynamic. What'd you say? Like Sherlock's BBC, and that was a fucking amazing show.
Okay. So, I don't know if it came in BBC first and then Netflix bought it, or if it was a partnership or what, but it has a stamp of a Netflix original on it.
Okay.
But 98%, yeah, it's fucking exceptional. Andy or Biff, who's next?
So do you want a longer segment or a smaller segment? Because I got both. Which one do you think I should go with first?
Let's do the longer one.
All right. So I watched a movie, one I think we, at least us two, wanted to see. I don't know if you ever ended up seeing it, Happy Death Day.
No, I did not. I want to still.
I've not seen that.
It's a case of a great trailer. I'm not going to say a great trailer in a bad movie, but a great trailer in a not as great movie.
I figured as much.
That trailer was amazing.
It was really good.
But it really sets up that whole story.
It told you too much of the movie.
What I'm talking about?
I thought the trailer was dumb. Was she just walking home under the bridge?
No. She wakes up, it's your birthday song playing, and she dies different ways. But
oh,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah,
same
yeah,
day
yeah.
every time.
When she's walking home, right?
She's walking home from like a one-night stand.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of the night.
Or it's in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
Morning. Well, when she always gets killed at night.